Hey, it's Yana.
And it's Raven.
This is the After the Verdict podcast, where we revisit a couple who has been on the Honda of Westport Couples Corp and see how things have been going.
This is what the problem was.
Matt, what's going on today?
Hey, guys. Listen, I love my wife. She's great. We have twin daughters, and there's something that kind of bothers me. My wife, Shelly, always likes to dress them the exact same. It's a little weird. It was cute and stuff when they were babies, but now they're starting to get a little bit older, and I'm afraid they're just not going to get their own personalities.
How old are they?
They're 2 years old.
We have talked about this before. It's not creepy. They are only 2 years old. It's cute.
Right, but at what age do you plan on stopping?
They'll at some point tell me they don't want to dress alike, I'm sure. And, you know, that's fine when they do. But right now, they're twins. They love each other. They love to match. They don't fight over what outfits I buy them because they're the same. It's easier and it's adorable.
You have people at their birthday parties buy them the same outfit.
Oh, you request it, Shelly?
Oh, that's a little weird.
Of course. Yes. They love it.
Every single day, you put the exact same outfit on them?
Pretty much. Yeah, they like it a lot.
And this is what the audience thought.
Hi, I'm on her side. I have 15-year-old twins of my own. They were dressed alike probably until they got into school. And at 15, they're two completely different people. It didn't affect their individuality at all.
I'm on the mom side. I have triplets, and I used to dress the girls exactly the same as well. And I used to have my little boy coordinated. And by the time they were 4 years old, they knew their own minds. And one of them became a tomboy, the other girl was a girly girl. So I think while you've got the luxury of being able to dress your kids how you want to, you should. And by the time that they're old enough, they'll have their own voice anyway.
Hi, I am actually on the husband's side because, I mean, I've been working with toddlers my entire life, and 2 years old, they start developing their personalities. And I kind of feel that it's more so of a convenience factor for mom. And she's being a little bit selfish and thinking that, you know, they have to dress the same because she doesn't want them to fight, as opposed to thinking about their individuality.
I'm on the wife's side because I myself have a twin sister. And we used to dress just alike until we were 9 or 10. And then as we became teenager, we decided not to do it anymore, but around our 25th birth, we kind of started doing it again. So we're 30 years old, and sometimes we go out dressing like each other, and we actually enjoy it.
And then there was the verdict.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Shelly, our audience agreed with you. Matt, it's only temporary. They're still little. They want to wear the same thing. Let them wear the same thing. And as they get older, they'll be more vocal about wearing separate things. And then that's, Shelly, when you're going to have to say, okay, you guys can pick your own clothing. Deal?
Exactly. Yes, absolutely. That's always been my plan. Always.
All right. I mean, I guess the people have spoke. So when my kids come down the hallway saying red rum.
Yeah. You know who didn't speak? Your kids, because they can't. All right. They can't stick up for themselves. So I'm glad that you guys kept them in this identical clothing prison.
Okay.
I hope you feel good about yourselves.
I think she's just having some fun.
Yeah. You wait till they're teenagers. Oh, yeah. You're going to hear about this all the time. Remember, Raven said so.
They're joining us again to talk about what happened after the verdict. So what happened?
Well, my best friend decided to tell me that she also thought it was a little bit crazy. And so we've compromised since then. And now the twins dress the same on holidays and, you know, their birthdays, church. But we've been letting them pick out their own outfits, and they are not always matching. The outfit itself does not match, and they don't match each other a lot of the time during the week.
So, Matt, you got to be relieved about this.
Yeah, and I got to be honest. It is adorable, like at Christmas time, you know, if they're going to wear the same stuff or, you know, parties and church and stuff. It is adorable, but just all the time's too much. I think this is really going to work.
My favorite part about all of this is that your husband complained that he felt uncomfortable with this, and that meant nothing, that, you know. But now that your best friend said it's weird, you're like, you know what? We should stop this.
Yeah, let me cap that right away.
Oh, yep.
Well, come on. Friends know fashion, you know. Men don't.
I hear you. Yep. Well, guys, we wish you the best of luck, and thanks for checking in with us.
Thank you, guys.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.